Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
My brother opened the portal to hell and he never told me about it.
You would think that would come up at some point.
You would think over the past 20 years, this story would have gotten told to me, but it literally just got told to me last night.
Isn't this just like the entire plot of Stranger Things?
Maybe. We weren't in the upside down though. All right. So what had happened was, I'm talking to my brother last night. We were touching base because he's a huge Washington fan. And of course, they didn't bode so well against the Eagles and did not advance to the... They were playing the Eagles, right?
They were.
Yeah. And apparently... Anyway, I was, you know, just hitting him up because he's such a big fan. And I'm like, you know, I'm sorry about your loss, bro. Blah, blah, blah. I don't even know how this story came up. I can't even recall how it came up, but when it did, I made him divulge all the details because I'm like, you have never told me this story. So let's go back in time. 20 years ago. And my
oh no, I'm dead.
You take your hat.
Oh wait, no, I'm eight.
I was like, you're almost eight.
You know, math is not math.
So we're going back 20 years, and my brother is hanging out with a friend, his friend's girlfriend, and another guy, right? So there's four of them hanging out. And his friend's girlfriend wants to use a Ouija board.
Huh.
All right. And she doesn't want to just like pull out the Ouija board. Apparently, she had done her research as far as like how many candles you need to light, certain chants you do before you use it to really make it as effective as possible, right? So they're really setting the tone here and setting the scene, trying to communicate with those from beyond. So my brother's there with his friend's girlfriend and this other guy, and they all put their hands, because you're supposed to take all your fingers and, you know, you put it on the little triangle or whatever, the triangle thing, and then you ask questions and it moves around. So they're asking the board like questions, and my brother says like one of the questions was, you know, are you related to somebody here? No. Do you know, are you, you know, do you know somebody of relation of somebody here? Yes. And as they kept asking it, my brother realized that they were apparently talking to our grandfather on our dad's side.
Wow.
But my brother freaked out and he's like, this is creeping me out. So he took his hands off of it and sat back. And they then asked, what's his name? Trying to get like, you know, Grandpa Klingshern's name. My brother's friend, his girlfriend, and the other person are the ones holding it.
Mm-hmm.
They ask this person they're communicating, what is his name? And they it goes S-E-P, Sep. That was our grandfather's nickname.
Oh, shut up.
And no
friend didn't know that.
None of them did.
None of them knew that.
None of them knew because his name was Sebastian. Everybody called him Sep, and he had a gas station named Sep's.
Whoa.
None of them knew that.
That's crazy.
I'm sitting on the phone, and I'm like, what?
That would have freaked me out.
Right? So my brother immediately is like, I'm not doing this anymore, whatever. Because prior to them figuring that he was like having a conversation with Sep, they were asking it other questions. And whoever they were talking to was not there for good. Mm. So my brother was like, this was like, he goes, this was a demon of some sort. He had done some things and he was so disturbed by it. He didn't want to share the questions like that led up to that, like that pivotal moment. But he's like, all I can tell you is that person was not there for good, or not person, but that spirit, mm-hmm. that spirit was not there for good. They were there to do bad things. And he goes, apparently there's certain things you have to do to close the portal correctly, mm-hmm. but everybody was so freaked out. His friend's girlfriend started sobbing, crying, ran like before she even left the room. The other friend literally got up, left, grabbed his keys and drove off because it freaked him out so much. She's sobbing, crying. My brother is like completely freaked out because, I mean, as soon as it spelled Sep, he was like, that's it. I'm done.
Time to go.
But he thinks that this portal didn't get closed properly, which is why he's had such bad luck for over the past 20 years. Oh. And I'm like, Morgan, there's no way. It does freak me out that that communication happened, and that is like goosebump inducing mm-hmm. that they spelled out, you know, grandpa's nickname or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, for me at that point, it all becomes about perspective and mindset and looking at the past 20 years. I'm like, dude, how many deployments did you have in the Marine Corps and you came back safe from every single one? Like, you were an active working firefighter on a fire truck and in a, you know, on the wagon, which is the ambulance. And, you know, you've been, yes, bad things have happened mm-hmm. over the years, but bad things happen to everybody. And I think like on the grand scale, that, you know, you have some like serious guardian angels that have been looking out for you and your safety. So, yeah, some crappy things have happened over the years, but I don't know if I'm going to blame it on this demon from 20 years ago.
I wouldn't blame it on that either, but I would also want to be better safe than sorry and close that portal.
How do we close the portal?
Do you think it's too late to close the portal?
I don't think so.
But do we have to get the original four together to do it?
That's
like,
a
do you
great
think
question.
He, his friend, and his friend, it's now his wife and the mother of his children. So the two of them are easy to find. He still hangs out with them and does stuff with them, but I don't know about the fourth person.
Maybe. I think we should look into this. Maybe it has to be the same exact room in order to close that energy.
Same room?
Well, I don't.
Because they were like in an apartment or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
This feels like such a dumb Google. How do I close the portal to the underworld, Google?
From the Ouija board.
Well, I did that. I did Google it. And the rule is you have to move the little placard, planchette, whatever, to goodbye. And you have to verbally say goodbye out loud to close the session.
So it could just be him.
Yeah, so if they didn't do that.
Yeah, they didn't. Because everybody freaked out. That one dude like bailed, grabbed his keys and bounced. She started sobbing, crying and like ran away.
So they need to move it to goodbye and say goodbye out loud to close it.
Oh, you sound like the AOL.
Goodbye. Maybe that AOL was ending portals to hell.
You've got demons.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.